Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and we have with us Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
How you doing today? Getting all geared up for the holiday and all?
Oh, yes. I'm ready to eat lots of turkey tomorrow.
Turkey and stuffing and potatoes and everything that goes with it, and whether or not to put marshmallows on things and all that.
That's my favorite, is mashed potatoes.
Oh, all the mashed potatoes. Just give me the pot of that.
All the mashed potatoes.
And y'all can share.
I always go back for seconds.
Now, at first I thought you said office training, and I'm thinking, okay, so where is the coffee? This is my chair. But it's officer training we're covering.
That's right. We're having officer training December 3rd at First Baptist Church for the Frontier Extension District. And this is going to be a day where you can come, and we've really made it a leadership day where you can come and practice and learn about your leadership skills. There will be some specific direction on how to be an officer within your club and what that entails, and some good tools and resources for you to use while you're officer of your club. For those that don't know 4-H, each of our clubs have elected officers. For sure, they have a president, a vice president, a secretary, and a treasurer. But then they also have some other offices, reporter and historian, which has kind of turned into a communication office. Also, the song leader and rec leader, which usually go to those younger 4-H'ers so they can start getting their feet wet and their leadership skills, learning how to get up and present in front of a group and giving instructions. I'm really excited about the day. We're going to have a section on communication led by some of our 4-H'ers because I think that's really big. And we see a lot of the younger generation shy away from communications, giving public speaking and learning how to give project talks and demonstration. And it's a really great skill to learn and to practice. You'll hear me talk about this around club days, but the number one phobia in the United States is public speaking. That's above snakes and spider phobia. So I think it's really important skill for us to teach to our youth. If you do it when you're young, you realize you're not made of glass, and you learn some really good skills, and it's not that terrifying. So we do it in a very safe space where they're able to learn and grow and learn how to do it once they become an adult. So there will be a section on communication. There will be a section on, like I said, officer training, some tools and resources we can give you to help you through that process. And then I'm really excited because they will come as clubs. We're encouraging our 4-H'ers to come as clubs. And so there's going to be some just leadership and team building, some goal setting, learning what that means to be that team and to be those role models within your club. So I'm really excited about the day. And then also we're inviting our community leaders to come, and we'll have a training just for them, diving in deep to some tools and resources to help them and kind of have an overall view of how youth development is changing a little bit, still saying the same principles, but just talking about what our overall goal is with these youth that we're working with. So I'm really excited about the day. If you're one of my 4-H members listening and you're like, well, I'm not an officer, I can't come, Ms. Jessica, everybody's welcome. Everybody's welcome as a 4-H member, so you can still sign up and come and get exposed to some different leadership skills that day. And it's going to be a really fun day. I'm really excited what we've got planned, and we encourage you to come. We do need you to RSVP because we will feed you that day. It's from 1:30 to 5. So we will feed you pizza at the end of it. So if you can RSVP on our website under district events, you can go to frontierextensiondistrict.ksu.edu. I think that's it, Audrey. I want to wish everybody a happy, happy Thanksgiving, and hope you eat lots of turkey tomorrow and watch some football and take a nap.
Definitely the nap. I'm sure of that one. How much turkey is up for grabs, but the nap is almost a must.
Yes, it's a must.
Well, this training sounds like a great idea. I mean, just instead of checking them in off the deep end, okay, you're an officer now, go do it. And also to open it up to other people so they can see, this is something to aspire to. That's fantastic.
Yes, that's exactly what we're trying to do.
That seems to be a thing that 4-H does a lot of really well, is preparing people, not just for, hey, fair is coming up, let's get ready, but for all kinds of things all the way across the board. That's marvelous.
That's right. I think, you know, I'm so glad you brought that up, Audrey, because I think when they think of 4-H, they think cows and pigs and sheep. And yes, we do all that and we do it well, but we do a lot of other things well. I would say leadership and citizenship are another two type of exposures that we give our youth that are, you know, it's really good for our program. And I love to tell the kids, I feel like this is an easy comparison. You know, I tell them you have to practice your leadership skills just like you practice your basketball skills, your soccer skills. Very rarely do some of those things come naturally to us, you know. Right. And so the more you practice, the better you get, and the better you're more prepared once you become an adult.
Life preparation.
That's right. I always say markable, manageable skills.
There you go. Exactly so. All right. Well, let's both get back to cleaning up and getting ready for the holiday. But thank you for joining us this morning, and we will be talking to you again soon. In the meantime, I hope everyone has a lovely Thanksgiving, and we will catch up with you again. Be sure to join us Friday when we talk to Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub.